We're going to move on and we're going to look at the Collingwood Community Gardeners and what's going on in that space. And we've got Giles, who is one of the members of the Collingwood Community Gardeners group. G'day, Giles. How are you?
Hi, Annie. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Can you give us an idea of what's been going on since the Collingwood Children's Farm decided that they're going to lock the gates for OH&S concerns at the community garden?
Yeah, so that was a while ago now in May, and we haven't had any resolution to that, nor have we had a plan announced from the Children's Farm, just intermittent updates and sort of changing stories. So initially it was the OH&S safety issues that were given as a reason for closing the gardens. But as the gardeners all banded together around this and after the shock of kind of being told, you know, they weren't able to access the gardens, we kind of organised to, work through the issues, try and get what needed to be fixed. And the farm rejected that pretty straightforwardly, and so we haven't been able to get back onto the plots since May.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate, especially in lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a massive toll on a lot of people's mental health, because there was something that, people living in, like I do, in apartments that don't have any green space or gardens in the Yarra area, in the Yarra City Council, or in the Abbotsford Collingwood area especially, rely on to be able to go and spend some time outside, tending the gardens that they've had. Maybe some of us have had gardens for only a year or two. Some of us have had gardens for a lot longer. And so even just the lack of warning, taking that sort of activity away from people during the pandemic has been pretty hard on a lot of people's mental health, that's for sure.
It's a really important community initiative, the community garden, which has been going on for over 40 years. The idea that the children's farm, which was also something that was fought for by the community, or else it wouldn't be there still, is because they have some sort of plan that they think will help their business model, is really unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be a kind of conflict between a social enterprise model for community, which is about, I guess what I would say is a more like paternalistic approach to community, where people get told what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. And the original idea of the garden was allotments, where they, would come down, volunteer, keep things running, fix things when they needed fixing. And, the children's farm is somewhat separate to that. And it was a garden and an allotment garden that grew up alongside the farm, and obviously is a part of that farmland area down by the Yarra Banks. But it really doesn't have the same sort of remit, I suppose, as the children's farm itself, especially as it's being run today. And that's the issue, is that it feels like we're being treated like tenants, like renters essentially, who've been told, we're repossessing the property you've been leasing, so you need to get out and that's it. But, not even that, because we weren't even allowed to grab our stuff before we were locked out essentially.
It's pretty outrageous. Superfluous to requirements.
Yeah, exactly. It feels very... to be honest, it feels like the opposite of community to us, that's for sure. So the plan now is to take and gather the petition that we've been running in the time since we've been locked out. So there's about 3,000 signatories of a petition we've had online on a megaphone petition, and deliver that to the Committee of Management hopefully the next week or so at an event online, which they would hopefully want to attend. And we've invited Richard Wynne's office to come down to that meeting as well as the federal member for Melbourne, and then obviously the local councillors. And Stephen Jolly's told me he'll definitely be there. So there'll be an event that we'll publicise in the next few days with a time and date for a public presentation of the petition, which basically only has three key demands, which is to reinstate access to the gardens, to address any safety issues, and to allow the gardens to thrive.
So people can find out about this online event from the Facebook page?
Yeah, well, if they sign the Megaphone petition, they'll get an email about it in the next couple of days. So the Megaphone petition is called Protect Collingwood Collingwood Community Garden, and that's the Megaphone petition. I could maybe send that through to you, but the email will go out through the petition, and there'll be an event online where we deliver the petition to the Committee of Management, and hopefully one of their representatives is there to receive it.
Yeah, great. Before I let you go, one of the things is that was a tactic, which was that there would be an increase in community gardeners becoming members of the Collingwood Children's Farm because you lost your ability to have you were on the steering committee. How did that go?
Well, the committee of management is a manager of public land of the Crown land, which is the banks of the Yarra River, and that is voted in by the members of the Collingwood Children's Farm, and we're all members of the Children's Farm, and so the annual general meeting of the Children's Farm needs to be held in the next few months, and we'll all be attending that and making our case for the mismanagement, essentially, of this whole issue. I mean, sure, the farm is a bigger question, but the mismanagement of this particular part of the Children's Farm and of the Collingwood Community Gardens is a real issue for us, and we just want representation on there for gardeners so that these kind of issues don't ever occur again and we can just get back to gardening.
Thanks for talking to us, Giles.
Thanks so much for having me, Annie. All the best.